From Midland to Marfa, Dalhart to Dallas, no matter where you're listening, it's the Texas Standard for this Wednesday, February 10th. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. And all across the state, we've heard from Texans who are trying to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Some of these messages are success stories. Take this example from Linda Cuellar of Pipe Creek, who had luck after switching providers.
And immediately received my first vaccine. I'll be getting the second one in a couple of weeks.
Others are mixed, like for Lori Jacques in El Paso.
Now my concern is that there won't be second dose available to me, or my second dose will be delayed.
But many are filled with frustration and confusion, the inability to get on a list at all, or that by the time an appointment is finally made, there are no doses available. Austinite Margaret Dahl is 76 and says though she's had success signing up, she tries several times a day to actually get an appointment. So far, no luck. We're collecting these stories, good, bad, in between, in an effort to paint a picture of what the vaccine distribution process is looking like all across Texas. And we want to hear your story. We'll talk more about how you can share it with us in a few minutes. But first, we want to try to get some expert answers. What everyone in Texas seems to want to know is, when there's only a limited supply of vaccine, how does the state decide where the doses go? Dr. Ryan Van Ramshorst is a San Antonio pediatrician and chief medical director for the state's Texas Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program. But he's here today wearing another hat. He's one of 17 members of the Texas COVID-19 Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel, which is made up of state lawmakers and health professionals. Dr. Van Ramshorst, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, good morning. Thanks. It's great to be with you.
So how does vaccine distribution work? I guess, can you start with the federal to state handoff?
Yes. So Texas, in addition with other states, is partnering with the federal government to make sure that vaccines are distributed. And the federal government allocates a certain percentage of vaccine to states based on their population largely. And then the state determines which providers those vaccines will be allocated to. But the federal government ships those vaccines directly to the providers. So the Department of State Health Services is involved again in planning the allocation, but those vaccines are shipped directly to the providers that will be giving them to Texans.
Okay, so there's no holding period here, but the state does decide which providers get how many. How does that process work? And I'm sure you're looking at which city these providers are in.
Yeah, so the Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel very early on developed what we call our guiding principles to make sure that we are doing right by Texans with the allocation plan. And we take into consideration the size of communities, the ability of those providers to get vaccines to Texans. We currently have this week 358 different Texas providers, but 85 of those providers are what we call hub providers that are public-facing, high throughput, and not just vaccinating the specific city or town where they might be located, but the surrounding community as well, to get as many shots in arms as possible, because that's one of the things that we really need right now.
And it sounds like the state left it up to these providers to decide how they were going to make their lists and how they were going to get these shots in arms. Have you heard very wildly different success stories and places having a harder time?
So we know that there are some areas that are performing very highly and have found ways to keep things very simplified and orderly. And we know that there's other providers that are facing challenges. And so I know that the Department of State Health Services is actively outreaching to those providers to help them level up their plans and make sure they're getting as many vaccines to Texans as they can. But I do want to point out that the vaccine providers themselves are not able to create their own list. The Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel developed a phased prioritization, if you will, determined by our guiding principles in terms of who should be eligible first for the vaccine. And I'm happy to elaborate on that.
Yeah. Let's talk about that and that point now. So the CDC recommendation, if I understand it, was to start vaccinating individuals age 75 and older. But Texas opened up that category wider, as I understand it, to those 65 and older, and to those over the age of 16 with certain health conditions. Is that right?
It is. And the expert vaccine allocation panel, of course, looked to guidance from our federal partners, but also took into consideration the feedback that we were getting from Texans. And so we started with phase 1A, which included residents of long-term care facilities, staff in long-term care facilities, and our frontline healthcare workers directly interacting with patients. And then phase 1B, as you mentioned, is individuals 65 years of age and older, and individuals 16 years in age of older with one or more chronic medical conditions that makes them higher risk for getting very sick from COVID. And as you mentioned, we have had a very specific emphasis on individuals 75 years of age and older, because we know that the older someone is, the higher their risk is from getting very sick.
So we know there's nearly 4 million Texans over the age of 65, but does the panel have an idea of how many people qualify in this over 16 with specific health conditions category?
Yeah, so we estimate that for phase 1B for the entire state of Texas, it's about 11.5 million individuals, which is a lot of Texans. But I'm happy to say that we estimate that 30% of Texans 65 years of age and older have received at least one dose.
We know that COVID-19 has especially devastated communities of color, but we've also heard reports they're having a harder time getting vaccines. Has there been any discussion about this on the panel or how to get those vaccines to those areas better?
Yes. One of our guiding principles is specifically around mitigating health inequities. We know that the pandemic has exacerbated or made worse health disparities that have existed in Texas communities for many, many years. And so the panel is very aware of this. I really think that this issue is one where we need to support our local communities to partner with faith-based organizations, community-based organizations, to make sure that we are reaching out to those underserved communities, rural communities, communities of color, and otherwise to make sure that they're able to get those vaccines as well.
We're hearing a lot about second doses being in scarce supply. What can you tell folks feeling antsy that they might not receive theirs on schedule?
Yeah, so the vast majority of people have gotten their second doses on time, so that's a good thing. And we are working with providers to make sure that they continue to understand the process for making sure that second dose is ordered and will be received on time to give people that second dose. But we have heard concerns from individuals who are worried, just like you stated, and we continue to work specifically one-on-one with those providers to make sure that we're minimizing that from happening as much as possible.
I mean, I think the biggest complaint I hear is frustration. You know, I mean, the people who get through are grateful. They say once that they are on the list that the process is pretty quick. But sometimes for many of these people, getting on the list has been the hardest challenge. I'm guessing your advice is be patient, but I think that feels so hard when people feel like their lives are literally on the line here.
We have heard lots of comments from Texans about the frustration, and it is real. I know that so many individuals are working hard to improve this process, but I hear this frustration from some of my own patients who are concerned, who are worried, who want to get the vaccine to protect themselves and their loved ones and their communities. I think being patient is really important. You know, right now, this is still a very scarce resource, and we're all looking to the coming months where there will hopefully be much more vaccine to go around. But I think one thing to keep in mind is we know that those tested and true healthy Texas steps, as we call them, of watching one's distance, watching one's hands, and wearing a mask can help stem the tide of COVID before someone gets a vaccine and after they get a vaccine. And so I would ask that Texans be patient. And we know that this is a challenging process. I think one of the other groups that we want to make sure that we are specifically reaching reaching out to are those individuals that have difficulty accessing the internet for whatever reason. We know that many of the hub sites are relying on online registration because there's some advantages with that. But we know that there are certain populations that don't have a computer. They don't have a smart device. Maybe it's an individual with intellectual or developmental disabilities that has difficulty accessing something online. And so we are working and strategizing about how to specifically reach out to those populations.
Dr. Ryan Van Ramshorst is a member of the Texas COVID-19 Expert Vaccine Allocation Panel. Dr. Van Ramshorst, thank you again.
Thank you so much.